Hey, Saints of God, welcome to Word for Today. I pray that this word today will change you. It changed me. Come on, let's learn together. Hello, 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 Saints of Yahweh, what's up? It is another glorious, wonderful day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It is May 9th, 2024. Hallelujah. And we are believing God for everything that is. And we thank God for all the things that God has done and all the things that will be done in our lives. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We give God glory and honor. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We just give you thanks and praise. We thank you, Lord, that you are with us and that you guide us and lead us and take us through, Lord. God, we thank you that you are in us, and that you're with us, and that you told us in your word that you would never leave us or forsake us. Never, ever, ever. We give you glory, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Whew. I hope that you've had a wonderful Thursday. It is a terrific Thursday, and we give God all the glory for it. We give God all the glory for it and in it. Now, we have been talking about kingdom living and living in the kingdom. Kingdom living is faith, hope, love, glory. We have the faith of God. We have our hope in Jesus. We love all. We love all. We thank God for that love that has been shared abroad in our spirits, that's been shared abroad in our souls by the Holy Spirit, so that we can give the love that God has given us and give it back to those around us. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And since we are kingdom livers and living in the kingdom, we are studying to show ourselves approved. We are studying so that we can understand what it is that we are to be doing and how we are to be living and how we are to be moving in the things of God and how God is working in our lives. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I just give God thanks and praise. And I just rebuke the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Up until this point, I have been sitting here praying and talking to the Lord and just, you know, enjoying time with God and reading scripture. And my mind had not wandered one time. And now as soon as I started to open this mic and started talking, my mind is wandering all over the place. And I just rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. Focus. Come in and focus. Pray for me, saints. Pray for me so that I can continue to give this word out as God would have me. I thank you for your faithfulness of listening to the word for today. And I just give God all the glory, honor, and praise for each of you. Okay, now, let's get back to word for today. And our scripture, which is chapter 14, John chapter 14. And we've been started at verse 1, and we've worked our way down through verse 12. And this is what we talked about the last time, was verse 12, and about the mighty miracles. And we talked about in faith and what that word in means, being enclosed and surrounded by. That's an image that I hope that you all have been meditating on and just thinking about. Enclosed and surrounded by our faith, to be enclosed and surrounded by Jesus, and knowing that we have God in us, for us, We have God around us. We have God in front of us and behind us and on every side of us. Oh, glory. To think about that. We are enclosed and surrounded. Hallelujah. By God, by Jesus, in the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Glory to God. Think about that thing. I hope that you've been meditating on that and just getting excited about having that having God in you and on you and around you. And knowing that God is faithful. Hallelujah. Glory. Okay. So we talked about verse 12. Now we're in verse 13. And verse 13 says, "For I will do whatever you ask me to do when you ask me in my name." Okay, I'm going to read. Now, this is not all of 13. This is just a part. This is the first part of verse 13. And it says, "For I will do whatever you ask me to do when you ask me in my name." When you ask me in my name, when we ask in the name of Jesus, he said, "I will do whatever you ask me to do." When we ask in Jesus' name, when we ask in the name has given us the authority to ask what we will, and it will be done. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to just stick with that. Talking about the positive part, that it will, the positive part, that it will be done if we ask in the name of Jesus. But we got to look at all that we talked about and all that the Holy Spirit has broke down for us and everything that we've done from verse 1 through to verse 13. And especially the part that we just looked at, that being in faith and believing in Jesus and understanding that we have to be enclosed and surrounded by Jesus and our faith to be able to ask whatever we want. Ask what he said, "For I will do whatever you ask me to do when you ask me in my name." Whatever you ask me to do. You see, over in the New Century Version, it says, excuse me, verse 13 says, "And if you ask for anything in my name," if you ask for anything in my name, what do we do with that? What do we do with that sentence spoken by Jesus, who we say is our Savior, who we say is the person who showed us the way, is who we say is the one who's the principles that we are ordering our lives by, to live by? What do we do with that? It says, "For I will do whatever you ask me." It didn't say maybe. It didn't say that if this is this and this and this, and then you can ask. No, it says to ask me. It says, "For I will do whatever you ask me to do when you ask me in my name." Whew. When you ask in my name, in the name of Jesus. Now, we got to look at the fact that in verse 12, it says that the person who follows me in faith, believing in me, will do the same mighty miracles that I do. So, in my mind, excuse me, Jesus is saying that if you ask him, he will do the same miracles through you. When you ask in his name. But do we believe that? Do we believe? Are we enclosed in and surrounded by the belief, the faith, that if we ask, that it will be done, that we will be healed, that we will be restored, that things that have been broken will be restored, will be replaced in our lives. This does not, and see, that's the thing that we get confused about, because this does not have anything to do with things. Remember, we talked about this before, that in Matthew, it says that to seek first the kingdom of God and all these things will be added to you. So this doesn't have to do with asking for things. This doesn't have to do with asking for cars. This don't have anything to do with asking for houses or homes or socks or clothes. No, this doesn't have anything to do with things. It has to do with our souls, with our bodies. This is what this is talking about. The miracles had, every miracle that Jesus did had to do with healing bodies, emotions, and minds, had to do with healing us as human beings. This does not have to do with things. Things will come as you seek the kingdom, as you enclose yourself in the faith and believe in Jesus. And as you do that, as you abide in Jesus and allow Jesus to abide in you, to be in you, to be with you, as you seek those things, seeking the kingdom first, knowing that we are kingdom livers. And because we are kingdom livers, the God of the universe resides in us. The power of the God of the universe resides in us. We have to tap into that power and begin to speak the things into existence that God has ordained us to speak into existence, into our domain, our area of influence. As we say at work, our area of responsibility, the areas of our responsibility, our homes, our families, our children, our spouses, our co-workers. These are our areas of responsibility, our church families, our families of choice, and our families of blood. These are the areas of the people in those areas are who we to be speaking to and about and causing the miracles of God to manifest in their lives and in our lives. We have to first appropriate this for ourselves. We have to get to the point where we believe this for ourselves first of all. First of all, we have to believe it. We have to say to ourselves, I believe God. I believe the love of God, that God loves me. And because God loves me and God is a perfect father or mother, however you relate to God, or spirit, that God is a perfect spirit, that living in me, that God wants to see only good in my life. Yes, there's going to be trials. There's going to be things that I come upon in this life. But God is with me. And therefore, because God is with me, God will give me the wisdom and the knowledge I need to be able to traverse these situations and circumstances I find myself in, that happens walking the path that God has given me. As I walk this path that God has placed before me, there are going to be things that are not from God, but they're going to be there. And so I have to rely on the God in me, the God in me who surrounds and encloses me to give me what I need to be able to go through it. And see, and part of going through it is God is working in us to help us get rid of some stuff. It's not that God brought it into our lives for it to do that, but because God is with us, it will work to our good, to our maturity as we grow in the Lord. Whew. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It will work to our good. And then it's God, because Jesus said, for I will do whatever you ask me to do when you ask in my name. We have to understand that. He didn't say, for my sake. You know, that's what some of us get off, for Jesus' sake. Well, it's not for Jesus' sake. Jesus don't need it. It's for our sake. It's for us. It's not for Jesus' sake. So he said to ask in my name. So in the name of Jesus, God, I ask for the wisdom to understand what I need to do in this situation. God, help me with the knowledge that I need to move through. God, I'm facing this medical situation in my life. Help me, God. Guide me through this. Show me what I need to do. We have to learn how to rely on the God in us, the God we're enclosed in and surrounded by. And then ask whatever we need in the name of Jesus. In the name. And that your will be done. No, we can't go there. Because we know the will of God. If we're reading our scriptures and rightly dividing the word of God, we know the will of God is for us to be healthy, is for us to be whole, for us to be safe and protected, and for us to be full, complete, mature human beings. What was Sunday, the scripture said that we have, I can't remember now what it was. It was secure and mature relationships. That our relationships be secure and mature. These are the things that God is interested in. God could care less about things in our lives. The things will come. If we are faithful and build ourselves up in the kingdom. The kingdom doesn't have to do with things. It has to do with us and our destiny as we build up and we grow in God. And we grow in the principles of the kingdom. We grow in those principles and applying them to our lives. As that happens, as we are allowing God to fill our cups and we learn how to love ourselves as God loves us. Whew. As God loves us, we learn how to love ourselves. And as we learn how to love ourselves, that cup fills up and begins to run over. And as it runs over, we can minister to others. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I just give God all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor. And just thank God for all that God is teaching us and how God is leading us into the revelation of the word for us to grow and mature and realize that we shouldn't be chasing things. We're not chasing things. We are chasing God. There's a book called God Chasers. That we're chasing God to realize the God that we're in. Realize the God that's in us. That's enclosed and surrounding us. Hallelujah. That's making God's self real to us so that we know who we rely on, not ourselves, but on God. Relying on the wisdom and the knowledge of God, we have the mind of Christ. We have to develop the capacity to tap into the mind of Christ that is already in us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. We praise you, God. Help us to grow. Show us how we have to forge forward, learning how to be a part of your kingdom. We thank you, God, for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I love you. I love you. I love you. But you know what? God loves you. Jesus loves you so much more. Have a wonderful, glorious Thursday in the Lord. And I'll talk with you tomorrow. All God's Children Community Church wants to thank you for listening to this podcast. Hi, I'm Pastor Terry, and I'm your host. And I want to thank you for your support of this program. If you would scroll to the bottom of the link, the bottom of the website, you will see that there's a link that says support this show. If you click on that link, it will take you securely to our Cash App that you can give to Word for Today. And I want you to give so that according to Philippians chapter 4, verses 17, that you will receive the good that comes from giving. Good comes from giving. You know, the word also says that God loves a cheerful giver. And because God wants us to support those who support us with the word. So if you are getting fed, we appreciate that support. And I will pray that my God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory, because you support this podcast. And I know that God will give everything that he has. And it says, my God will use his wonderful riches in Christ Jesus to give you everything you need. And so I believe God for that, and I thank God for it. Also, just below that, you'll see our email account. And if you would, please drop me an email to let me know how the podcast is going, if it's blessing you, and your questions, if you have any. And if I get enough of the questions, I will dedicate a podcast to answering those questions. So I appreciate you, your support. I thank you for your time. And may God's richest blessing continue to be poured out on you as you live in the kingdom and as you bless others.